Our next guest is Mark Schaible, who is the owner and president of Sonix Aircraft, located right here in the field at Whitman Regional Airport. Mark, glad to have you back, and glad to have you and Sonix here again this year.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Steve. How could we not be here?
That's right.
Right across the field. We could bring the kitchen sink.
You probably brought everything but the kitchen sink.
That's
from
right.
The other side of the field. First off, we got to talk about the new aircraft that you have, and so far, it's Monday morning, so I'm not sure, but has traffic been good so far at the booth to see what you've got?
Several folks have told me we may win the Dead Grass Award.
All right.
So I hope so. It's been incredibly popular, and we're just really pleased to be able to show it off and as we continue on the project to get this new airplane going.
Well, tell us about it.
So it's the Sonix High Wing.
Okay.
So it's our first model that is a high wing instead of a low wing. It is, we designed it to have as large of a door as we possibly could so that you can get in and out of it really easily. It's got a little bit wider than a Sonix.
Mm-hmm.
It's 42 inches interior width. And a little bit more leg room and plenty of headroom. So people so far have responded really well to us. Two normal-sized people can sit in a side-by-side without brushing shoulders.
Okay.
So for Sonix, that's pretty impressive.
It definitely is. What was the rationale for going with High Wing?
You know, a lot of things. It was something that actually was proposed many years ago. And, you know, it made sense to us because it's... you know, you're either a high-wing person or a low-wing person. So, you know, it's easily half the market we haven't appealed to or haven't spoken to before. So, you know, that was a good reason. You know, you hear all these things about the aging pilot population. I mean, of course, we need to continue making new pilots. But some of us don't really feel like climbing up on a wing anymore. So we just wanted to be able to have something with that accessibility. We wanted to offer something with more utility. But we wanted to do it in the tradition, in the Sonix tradition, and in airplanes like the, you know, the Whitman Tailwind. We wanted it to be, you know, fast and aerobatic, not necessarily a backcountry stole high wing. So that's not really part of the mission, although you could always put big tires on it if you wanted.
So what are you calling it?
It's just the high wing. Sonix okay. High wing. So high wing is all one word.
Okay.
So if we abbreviate it, it's Sonix High Wing Sierra Hotel. So hopefully,
okay.
Especially in the aerobatic, slightly clipped wing configuration where you take the longer fiberglass tips off, there'll be some people embracing that name and doing some fun stuff. It is the first airplane that we've built that it will be approved for aerobatic load
okay.
factors with two people on board
wow.
instead of just solo aerobatics.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that as well.
How long of a process was it to get this built?
Well, so the build, we started making parts probably in March, late March, and we scrambled. There were some late nights. We were here till midnight on Saturday night, just getting it to the point where, you know, the seats were done, the center section wing was skinned, although it is temporarily skinned. We'll open it back up after the show and get it looking like something so that people could really get a sense of what it is and try it on.
And how soon before you'll be doing flight testing?
Well, as soon as possible. So we know that people really, really want this airplane. We're in high gear on the project. I really want to fly before the snow does. But, you know, things don't always work out that way, especially in Wisconsin. So, you know, hopefully we'll either, you know, be starting flight testing this winter or in the spring.
Okay.
Time and weather willing.
Okay. And this will be a kit as well.
This will be a kit.
Mm-hmm.
It is designed to take advantage of the new Sport Pilot 2.0
yeah.
Proposed regulations. And so it's a 1,500 pounds gross at utility category. Again, two-person aerobatic, so it needs a little more gross weight, so it'll be 1,230 pounds aerobatic.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be offering it as a kit. We're also exploring ELSA kits and eventually SLSA production for the airplane. So we're excited to go down that path and
yeah.
complement some of our other production efforts if we go there with the airplane.
Yep, Jack Pelton and previous segment mentioned the LSA rules, and that would seem for a company like Sonix to open up a whole new avenue of consumers.
Yeah, we've had ELSA available since the beginning of the rule, and this year, I believe, is an anniversary for the original LSA rule, 10 years. So, but it never was anything that we were too interested in, because the feedback we have seen from builders of other ELSAs is that they were pigeonholed into specific avionics and engines and had to buy it through the kit manufacturer. But, you know, more and more, especially with, I'll say it, today's builder really wants something just as complete as possible. And let's face it, they want to shake the box and have an airplane fall out. So more and more motivation to explore the ELSA path.
How about the rest of the Sonix line? How are those airplanes doing?
Good, great. We've got a really enthusiastic fleet out there, and it's you know, tried and true airplane design. So we've got, I think we just shipped our 50th jet kit this year, and we hit another milestone of like 50 piston quick build kits this year since we started the quick build program. So things are going along well. And then, of course, we have our regular, I don't want to say slow build, but we call our complete airframe kit, where it's just the parts in the box. And, you know, those are still going out the door.
Well, very good. How many employees do you have these days?
So including my wife, who works part-time for me, we have 11 people.
Okay.
So we're small, and we like it that way. Keeps us lean and flexible. And, of course, again, we're based right here at Oshkosh, so you can come and take a factory tour if you want this week.
If someone wants a factory tour, how do they do that?
Just stop by our booth and sign up. It's 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. And we'll give you a map. You can drive over there, or if you don't have any transportation, we do have limited space available to bring people over there and back after the tour.
All right. About how long is the tour?
About an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. What other things are maybe in the works or thinking about with the future of Sonix?
Lots of things. Nothing I'm willing to talk about right now.
Of course.
We are, of course, still working the two-seat jet project. And that's still very much a company priority, but I will say that the amount of feedback and demand that we've gotten to bring the high wing to market has caused us to swap places in R&D in terms of completing the high wing project, bringing that to market before we get the two-seat jet. But the two-place jet prototype is well along, needs a bit of work yet, needs a bit of tweaking, and we're hoping to have first flight of that prototype here you know, within the next 12 months, I hope, sincerely. We're excited to have that airplane flying as well.
Well, with 11 employees, how do you split the time between building the two-seat jet and taking care of customers?
Well, that's really the challenge, you know,
act.
Especially because, you know, we have a production department where we assemble the quick build kits in-house. And for those not familiar, a quick build kit, we build the fuselage, we build the wings, we rig the wings to the fuselage, and we even have enough FAA points available to fit the canopy for you. So that takes a lot of staff time, and so it is difficult to split the time. And so a lot of it is my time, and I don't sleep, and a few others of us. So that's the challenge in bringing any product to market is, you know, serving the existing customer, which, of course, is the highest priority while we're building something new.
Overall, you've got a Sonix view of the home built community, but in a larger global view, what is your view of how home building is doing?
You know, you just can't dispute the numbers. Just look at the FAA registration numbers compared to the rest of GA. It's still an incredibly healthy sector of aviation. And I think the really encouraging thing that I've seen globally outside of aviation circles is today's younger generations just graduating high school, we're seeing more and more of them going the tech school and the trades route. And so we've got a generation, again, that is not afraid to get hands-on, which I think is really encouraging for the kit-building industry. So now we just got to make pilots out of them.
There we go. That's the easy part, right?
Yeah, right.
Once you go flying, you want to do it even more, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, our daughter was in a four-year college, and at the end of the first semester, she's like, this isn't for me. She works at a collision shop. She works at a body shop, and she loves it.
That
seems to be the really a big thing in the generation now, and people getting hands-on, and I love it.
Yeah, and there is definitely a need for the trades, yeah. And it is very encouraging to see that as well.
Yeah.
You have been the owner of Sonics for a couple of years now.
Yep.
John Manette, of course, John and Betty have founded the company. Are they still involved at all or available?
I mean, they're still, around and on the advisory board. John's back to building Cubs again. He's got, I think, 4 Cub projects right now and is one of the new tea hangers that they built, finished this year. And, he's still around and we talk regularly and still very much a part of the Sonics family.
It must feel good to be able to build on that legacy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not starting from scratch.
Right.
We have something established. And obviously, I've been with the company for over 20 years now. So.
Yeah. So you've been part of the growing up in the Sonics community, right?
That's right.
Part of the culture.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of airplane noise.
That's right.
And if, just before we wrap up, any thoughts on what you're looking forward to in this Air Venture 2024?
Well, I tell you, for me and my staff, it's a little bit of a rest because we've been working so hard to get to the show. And now I'm just really looking forward to talking to all the folks who are interested in our aircraft and having people try on the new prototype. Looks like we're set up for really great weather this year. So just hoping for everyone to have a wonderful, successful, safe, enjoyable fly-in.
All right. And we wish you luck on getting that Dead Grass Award.
We're working really hard at it.
For those who don't know, it's a fictional award, but there's always one or two aircraft that are introduced at AirVenture, and everybody goes to see them. And after all the tents and everything are gone, you can see the outline of the airplane and just dead grass all around it where everybody's
Looks like a turkey carcass the day after Thanksgiving. The whole show does, really, at the end of the show when everybody leaves.
Yeah. Mark, thank you very much for joining us. I'll let you get back to the booth, and good luck with the highway.
Yep, sounds good. And if you can't be here at Oshkosh and you're listening remotely, you can find us at sonicsaircraft.com.
Sounds good. Mark Schabel.
All right.
This is EAA Radio.